And on today's show, we're heading into the semifinals for the Windy City Gay Idol this weekend. And Deb Pierce, my queer respondent, is here because she's going to be flying in for the finals. But we're giving away a trip at both the semifinals and the finals of Windy City Gay Idol, a trip for two to Toronto. And it's free. You just have to be there and sign up and maybe you'll win. And Deb is talking about getting in shape for Pride. Yep, she's getting out and she's not sorry about it. She's getting fit. And what is she eating or not eating to get fit? Well, she's getting in shape for Pride, and she's going to tell us all about what Pride looks like in Canada, especially in Toronto. It sounds like a really big party. I may head there this year. Would you all hate me? Ugh. And on the show today, The Locals. That's right. They're the local band, but they're our very own The Locals, and they've got a brand new CD out. I'm hanging out at the Elbow Room with the whole band. It's so much fun. We laugh a lot. And the new CD is rocking. I'm telling you, it's hard-hitting. It's fast. It's fun. We're playing it all during the show. You'll hear it. So you're going to be very excited about it. And Sex in the City, Sex in the City. It's right around the corner. It's coming out this weekend. Oh, God, please don't be bad. Please just be fun. Be a frothy, fun Cosmo of a drink for us for this summer. I don't know. Richard Knight will tell you.
Windy City Queer Cast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast. We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Deb Pierce.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Queercast show number 213. I'm Amy Matheny.
And I'm Deb Pierce.
Hello, Deb Pierce.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm exceptional. Things are good. I'm having a good day. It's good times, good times, good times.
Good times, good times, good times.
The summer is finally here.
And you are very soon to come here for the Windy City Gay Idol in Chicago that's happening at Circuit Nightclub. How fun is that going
to
be?
I am so excited, A, because I've never been to Chicago before. It might sound hard to believe or something, but I've never been to Chicago. I've always wanted to come. And Gay Idol, I met your Gay Idol last year here when he came up to Toronto and performed for Halloween.
Yep.
But I've never been down for the actual competition, and especially the night where somebody gets crowned Gay Idol.
And we're giving away a trip for two to come to your fair city, to Toronto.
Yay!
And it's totally, totally free. They can come up and come to Gay Idol and sign up for free and maybe win a trip for two to come up and have a long stay there in Toronto.
That's
which is
amazing.
So exciting.
Yeah, I think that's an amazing gift. It's not cheap to stay in this city. That's an amazing prize.
Well, and the cool thing is we're also giving away a prize. This coming weekend is our big semifinals, which you will not be in town for, but we're giving away another trip at the semifinals this weekend at Sidetrack, which is truly one of my favorite events because we cover every inch of the bar, which is Sidetrack is one of the largest bars in the city of Chicago, gay or straight.
Okay.
And they sell more... they sell more Absolut vodka than the country of Spain. It's a big bar. It's a true statistic. It's fantastic. And we're in this big greenhouse room, and then that's where we hear our 22 singers, and we narrow it down to the top 12. So it's really
Oh, good
genius.
Luck to everybody competing that's listening right now. Good luck to you. There are no losers except for the 12 that don't make it through.
That's true. Well, it's only 10.
Oh, okay.
10 that don't make it through.
Oh, dear.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
you were speaking last time of working out, and being on the cabbage soup diet, trying to get ready for
yep.
Pride. And I want to know, what is a typical Pride, like, long weekend look like for you? When do you celebrate Pride in Toronto? And what are some of the exciting and fun things that happen during Pride Month and leading up to the big parade?
Yeah, well, it's always the last Sunday of June is the Pride Day. The last Saturday, as of late, has been the Dyke March Day. So it's kind of segregated into Dyke Day, the Saturday, and then Sunday is the big gay Pride parade and all the parties. But we here in Toronto, thanks to Pride Toronto at PrideToronto.com, they have actually made it a Pride Week. So there are festivities, flag-raising ceremony on the June 23rd, right down at our City Hall. For the whole Pride Week, we've got the rainbow-colored flag, the gay flag, flying at our City Hall, downtown Toronto.
That's so cool.
I know, it's so great. The mayor does it. A lot of the people, the aldermen in the area goes down. A lot of people, including Proud FM, will be there. And it's a whole week of festivities, parties, special nights. And then things really start amping up when more people come into the city, because it's usually just us, just the Torontonians, for the first couple of days, and then most of the tourists start to come in about Thursday, and then there's balls. That's such a funny word to me. There's balls, and there's circuit parties, and there's outdoor beer gardens all over the streets of Church Street, Yonge Street, Wellesley, just kind of all the gay village and sort of everything surrounding it.
Well, and people may not know this, but Queer as Folk was filmed in Toronto, right.
That's
in the area that you're talking about. So that was not a set. That was actually your all street where all the... In the same way that for Chicago has kind of Halsted Strip, you all have your own area that's gay restaurants, gay bars, gay shops. I mean, it's just gay.
Yeah, it's gay. And Woody's, of course, from Queer as Folk, is right here on Church Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
I've
amazing.
Been to Woody's.
There's outdoor stages. It's a lot of outdoor stuff. There's a north stage, a south stage, a west stage, which is now actually sponsored by a huge bank. So we were able to, in Toronto, bring people like the Indigo Girls and Crystal Waters last year. That was really big for Toronto Pride because we haven't had those kind of big international names
before.
So this year, Melanie C is coming. I'm going to hopefully be able to meet Leisha Haley.
Yeah.
Alice from Elwood. She's
Alice
here
Piazzecki.
With her band. Yeah, Alice Piazzecki. Hey, lesbian radio host.
There you go.
Know any of those?
I don't know any of those, Deb Pierce.
Me neither, Amy Matheny.
They must have entirely based her off of us, don't you think so?
I think so.
That crazy Eileen Chaikin, she must listen to both of us.
She must, obviously. Who doesn't? I mean, you know.
I do.
I listen to us. I'm a big fan of ours. I hope she's nice, though. I'm not gonna ask her about Katie Lang because she dated Katie Lang, but they don't talk about it. She doesn't.
Oh, Leisha Haley. She's super sweet.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I met her a number of years ago. She was actually we were having our market days, and I was, which is a
What's
big
that?
Festival in August. We're about 350,000 people are down on our streets, and we have three stages and lots of bands and. We had a number of bands playing, and I was hosting the stage. This is, God, 5 years ago or more. And there's a club down the street called Shuba's, which is not on the gay strip. It's kind of a straight bar. But they have a lot of live acoustic music. And she was playing there with the Murmurs that night. And some of our people bumped into them and said, hey, would you come and play some songs on our stage? And they came. like in between Margaret Cho doing some comedy and Sophie B. Hawkins headlining sometime in the late afternoon. They just came and played a short set and then said, hey, everybody come down to Shuba's and hear us later on tonight. It was so cool.
That's amazing. See, she does seem like that kind of person. I just get nervous. Yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah.
Cool. Yeah, so there's lots of great great headliners, great, amazing. There's a Pride and Remembrance run that I'm doing for a second year. It's a 5K run with all
God
proceeds.
Bless you. There's no way I could run 5K.
Even with a like a pit bull at your heels?
Even with a ventilator on my side, no. No way.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Not unless the pit bull was absolutely running after me. And even then, I'd probably just give up.
Go on without me. Yes, that's what happens this Saturday morning to kick Pride off, like the actual weekend itself. So the streets get cleared off at around the Friday night. Everything else is just sort of segregated into the bars. But the Friday night, they're closed at about 4 or 5 in the afternoon. They don't reopen up again until way after midnight on the Sunday.
Is there a parade or is it more just like a street festival?
A huge parade. It's about 3 hours long on the longest street, Yonge Street. It's the longest street in the world.
Wow.
Yonge Street, yeah. About 1 million people come to this.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
It's huge, and I guess between you and I and the listener, I'm going to be in the Pride Parade this year. I've never been in the Pride Parade.
No?
I'm always at home getting ready for my party for people to come to after the parade. Plus, there's so many tourists. I'm like, I don't even know who these people
are. How can you be on Proud FM and not be in the parade?
Well, we've only been on the air for a year.
Well, that's why. Now you're going to be in the back of a convertible or something, aren't you?
I'm on a convertible, and you're a perfect person to ask. I feel like I should be waving like the queen. So I was thinking of going as a drag queen, because I feel like people on the back of convertibles should be in tiaras. I feel like I should go in drag.
I think you should wear the same outfit you were wearing on our last program, the little salmon number, garanimal number, and then just wear a tiara.
And for those of you that didn't listen to show 212, please reference the plaid short comment.
You're dressed kind of as a golfer dyke.
Yeah.
In the making.
Kind of. Exactly.
Like age 10. The one your parents hope is going to turn out to be a golfer dyke.
That's right.
Like win the women's PGA or something.
We could really make some money on this lesbian. She seems to have a natural ability with sports.
Make sure you have some good music in your convertible and it's not the same CD like on a loop, because I had that one time. Our parade's very long too, and when I was on Lesbi Gay Radio, I had to be in the parade every year. So we're sitting on the back of a convertible, and one year this guy goes, oh, I got this CD sampler, which has like 3 songs on it. And it was that circuit music. And he was like, it's really great. So that's what we're going to play. And it played over and over and over and over. And I thought I was losing my mind. I was in some
sort of time warp. You probably
were
through conditioning process.
Yeah. Maybe you should just get, I always recommend, although if it's sweaty, if you're sweaty, it can stain. I always recommend a fabulous boa.
Okay.
Normal clothes. But you know, you want to be able to. You got to flash a little skin, Deb. You don't wave like
you
the queen.
What? Two
you flash
years
your
ago,
tits at them.
What's that?
I said you don't wave like the queen. You flash your tits at them.
That is exactly. A, women are allowed to go topless here, legally. B, I am known to flash my tits.
Are you really?
Oh, my God. They were in the big gay newspaper, Extra magazine, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I ever since people have camera phones and videos, I used to do it at the end of every karaoke song.
Yeah.
Or when somebody wasn't doing very well and I felt like I needed some more entertaining, I would go and rest them on top of the karaoke lyrics.
There you go.
Flashing across the screen. So, but now that I'm sort of a married woman, I'm like, well, maybe I shouldn't be doing these things. Is that maybe it's not respectable. And then I'm like, screw it.
It's philanthropic. I think you're just being a giver. And I think it's fine. You and Alexandra Billings should really hang out, because when she was podcasting with me last week, she was totally just flashing up her T-shirt. And the woman doesn't ever wear a bra. So she's like, she's showing me. And I've seen her tits all the time. Kelly's like, is she really showing you her tits? I'm like, oh, my God, Kelly, I've seen her tits so many times. I could draw them.
You could point them out in a lineup kind of thing?
I could pick them out in a lineup. I could pick her nipples in a lineup.
Well,
let me tell
Friday,
you.
June the 13th, then, might be either your lucky or unlucky day, depending on how you play your cards. I may just have to flash the gay idol audience. I'm just saying.
Wow. That will leave an impression, Deb.
Yeah.
It's not legal here, so.
Oh.
We'll have to put, like, little cute pasties or something on you.
But can I just use the excuse? I'm Canadian. No,
you probably could, all the way to jail.
Oh, no. But I'm Canadian.
But I'm Canadian. Oh my God! Don't take me away. That's hilarious.
Okay.
Well, we are really looking forward to having you down here with us. It's just, it's so close. It's just a couple of weeks, less than a couple of weeks away.
It is. It's just right around the corner. And thanks to Toronto Tourism, right?
Because yeah, Tourism Toronto.
I'm going to be their Tourism Toronto. I'm going to be their official, Toronto's official queer respondent. So reporting back to Toronto all the sites that I've seen here. And if you see me with Amy in Chicago, please come up and say hi to me, and I'll bring your stories back here to Toronto. And good luck to all the finalists, and special good luck to the last two.
The last two?
The last two competitors.
Oh, the big final two.
Yeah.
Well, you'll be there for the big final two. So
I know. I just have to say good luck now before I meet them, because I don't want it to be biased.
No, it's okay. We have a top three, so you'll be in love with all top three, and then you'll be really it'll be a very moving experience for you. It happens every year.
Can they all have the same name, like American Idol? I think that would be really easy,
David,
for everybody.
Yeah, that would be good.
Yeah,
that would be good.
Yeah,
he will be named David this year. Even
I
if
think
it's
they
a woman.
Should be either way for sure.
I think it's good. Hey, coming up on the show today, I have Yvonne Dahl on the show, but now she's just one of the band. She's no more she's still the front lady, but she's no longer just Yvonne Dahl. Now it's the Locals. Used to be Yvonne Dahl and the Locals, and now it's just the Locals. But her music is amazing. There's a new CD out. We're hanging out at the Elbow Room, where I sat down with the entire band. We laughed so hard. We had a great time, and they have a big CD release coming up here in the next week. So we want to tell you all about it. And Deb Pierce will be with us here for Gay Idol. But we're going to say goodbye to you after we talk with Deb. I mean, with Yvonne, with the Locals, whoever they are.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player, yeah.
A little friendly competition never hurt anybody. Unless that anybody happens to be the person you're covering.
Bring the pain.
Hands, no. Blazing speed, no. Unresolved anger after being cut from the football team 17 years ago? Big time.
I still have issues.
When it comes to two-hand touch, you leave it all out on the field. Your blood, your sweat, your dignity.
Dignity is overrated.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, backyard bruiser. The way you play the game will always leave us in stitches.
Mr. Overly Competitive Touch Football Game Player.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of May 26, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Bohemian Theater Ensemble presents the musical phenomenon Jekyll and Hyde. Boho Theater presents their complete reimagining of this gothic tale, accentuating the power of the original in a fresh, exciting new way. Playing May 30th through July 20th at the Theater Building, Chicago, 1225 West Belmont. Call 773-327-5252 for tickets. Mention the word facade, if you can spell it, and get $5 off the regular ticket price.
Get your toughest problem solved by a beloved Chicago expert. Judith Ivey comes to Northlight Theater fresh from Broadway to star as columnist Ann Landers in The Lady with All the Answers, playing through June 29th. For information or to purchase tickets, call 847-673-6300 or visit northlight.org.
For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
Broadway's Tony-winning smash hit musical Avenue Q is for you.
If you've ever put out the garbage.
If you've ever put out.
If you're in the closet.
If your friend's in the closet.
If your coat's in the closet.
If you're in college.
If you wish you were back in college.
If you're a Democrat.
A Republican.
A Scientologist.
A gynecologist.
If you're a potty mouth.
If you're a potty animal.
If you want a Tony Award-winning Broadway musical with something for everyone.
Avenue Q is for you.
May 27th through June 7th at the Cadillac Palace Theater. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Let's go to the movie. I'm Richard Knight Jr. with another Night at the Movies Minute. 4 years after hanging up its designer dud, Sex and the City is back. Carrie, Miranda, Samantha, and Charlotte has certainly aged well enough, as have the ladies playing the iconic quartet. But time has not been quite as kind to outrider director Michael Patrick King's beloved creation. The reunion is fun and predictably fabulous at the outset. The fashions, the shoes, the hot boyfriends, the funny gay best friends. But the movie eventually totters on its expensive Manolo Blahniks, trying to stay upright, gorging on too much of a good thing. The chiffon thin storylines are awfully predictable, and even with three fashion montages, 400,000 haute couture outfits, and one really hot new piece of naked male eye candy. His name is Giles Marini, give him my number. Sex and the City, the movie, starts to wear out its welcome long before the Cosmos finally make their appearance. Episodes of the series, the equivalent of a perfect one-nighter, were in and out in half an hour, while the movie clocking in at 142 minutes squanders its urban fairy tale goodwill by simply hanging around too long. Go home. Fleetfoot, it's not. It's 3 years later, and the plot revolves around Carrie's wedding to Big, which becomes Big, Bigger, Biggest, until riddled with anxiety, he leaves her at the altar. Meanwhile, Miranda can't forgive Steve for cheating on her, Charlotte is happily pregnant, and Samantha is bored with monogamy and wants to go back to her Randy ways. Jennifer Hudson, in a follow-up to her Oscar-winning turn in Dreamgirls, gets a thankless role as Carrie's new assistant, Louise, but it's really just a modern-day equivalent of the maid. King is smart enough to know that eventually things need to head back to the inevitable. Will Carrie and Big finally make it to the altar? And King will certainly make fans happy with the movie's last secret 20 minutes. For all these quibbles, with some judicious cutting, a lot of it, Sex and the City, the movie, would have had just the right zip, and even at the pumped-up length, the movie still has plenty of fizz. I guess there's still enough of a Cosmo buzz in this sex to recommend you give it a try. See, I'm drunk on it. I'm Richard Knight Jr., and that's your Night at the Movies Minute.
Hi there, I'm Proud FM's Deb Pierce, Toronto's official queer respondent. I'll be keeping you plugged into what's hot in Toronto this summer. Toronto's patio season is upon us, and that means Pride Week isn't that far away. Come join me and a million other people for Unified the week of June 20th to 29th. It promises to be one of the best prides ever, with headliner Sandra Bernhard and Spice Girl Melanie C already confirmed to perform. Look for me in Chicago on Friday, June 13th at Gay Idol at Circuit Nightclub. Visit www.torontotourism.com to find out why you should be heading to Toronto this summer. Hope to see you soon.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is the Week in News. A federal court ruled that an Air Force major who was dismissed under Don't Ask, Don't Tell can pursue her lawsuit against the military. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals overturned a district court decision in Witt v. United States Air Force, a case that challenges the constitutionality of the military's ban of openly lesbian, gay, and bisexual service members. Although the federal appellate court let the policy stand, it also ruled for the first time that the military needs to meet a higher standard and can only intrude upon the privacy of gay service members if it is of an important governmental interest, such as improving morale.
A South Carolina high school principal quit in response to the formation of a GSA at his school. Irmo High School principal Eddie Walker resigned, effective at the end of the 08-09 school year, because the GSA conflicts with his religious beliefs. Walker also quit because he thought the formation of the club conflicted with the school's abstinence-only education. He believes that the club's presence will lead students to having sex, hopefully gay sex.
San Diego County Clerk Gregory Smith is trying to see if his workers can be excused from officiating same-sex weddings for religious or moral reasons. The California Supreme Court lifted the ban against gay marriages, which means county clerks will be required to perform same-sex marriages in June. Smith is considering allowing workers from San Diego County Clerk's Office to opt out of performing gay marriages if they have strong objections. However, a Los Angeles city attorney has demanded that county officials prohibit Los Angeles County Clerk Dean Logan from allowing his workers to opt out of performing gay marriages.
A gay Iranian student will be allowed to stay in the UK. Mehdi Kazemi faced deportation from the UK, but officials say that based on the facts of the case, he will not have to return to Iran. The student believed he would be executed if he returned returned because of his sexual orientation. Zazimi came to London in 2004 and was denied asylum last year. Meanwhile, a gay Syrian teenage refugee, also 19, still waits in legal limbo to see if he will be granted asylum in the UK or forced to return to Syria, where he also feels he will be killed because of his sexual orientation.
A new study shows that gay Americans reported greater financial confidence than their straight counterparts. 83% of those who responded said they felt the gay market was stronger than ever, despite the current economic climate. Most participants reported feeling equally or more financially stable than heterosexuals, and only 5% reported feeling more vulnerable to an economic recession than their straight counterparts.
Star Trek's Mr. Sulu is planning his wedding. Actor George Takei announced he will marry his long-term partner now that the California Supreme Court lifted the state's ban against same-sex marriages. Takei said of his partner of 21 years, Brad Altman, "We can have the dignity as well as all the responsibilities of marriage. We embrace all heartily."
Dina Lohan tried to debunk rumors that Lindsay Lohan and her gal pal, DJ Samantha Ronson, are actually lesbian lovers. She swears that the two aren't an item and are simply best friends. Mm. The gossip pages have been filled with speculation that the two best friends, who are constantly spotted out and about in the LA lesbian scene, are dating. "It's so silly," Dina Lohan said of the rumors. "We actually laugh about it now."
Yes, well, we know she has tabs on her daughter at all times.
Mm-hmm. And that's the Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
My idea of a perfect woman is, A, she's got to be hot.
Film is sort of a look at how we place such a high emphasis on beauty.
Roger Ebert gives America the Beautiful 3 stars, and the Windy City Times calls it insightful and entertaining.
We're not going to put someone ugly on our cover. It's not going to sell.
I want my vagina to look like this.
Wow, I didn't even know you could do that.
A lot of it's airbrushed, so women are coming in and asking for surgery that the actual models don't have.
Does the media ever feel kind of like socially responsible with this stuff?
You've got to be kidding. You're actually asking me that question.
My daughter's wanted to be a model since she was little.
I go, "Maggie, if you can't get rid of the little poogie on the side, what would you think of liposuction?" And she goes, "Plastic surgery is a woman's best friend."
At the end of the day, we're selling dreams, man.
I'm missing a six-pack.
And what's the importance of a six-pack?
I don't know.
Stop fixing your body. It was never broken.
America the Beautiful, now playing at the Landmark Century Theater, 2828 North Clark.
Hey, this is Cindy Lauper. Big shout out to Windy City Clearcast.
Reflections of what we don't see. So much confusion is breaking your heart. Constant illusion tearing us apart.
That is the cut Tidal Wave off the new CD by The Locals. Locals are a guitar-heavy, sumptuous alt-pop band. They've coined that whole phrase. I love it. From Chicago, that started from the solo career of Yvonne Dahl, playing music for over a decade. Their new CD is Big Picture, and I am sitting down with The Locals here at the infamous and famous Elbow Room on Chicago's Lincoln Avenue with Yvonne, Eric, and Christy. So it's so cool to have you guys
especially
here.
Kirk.
Yeah, especially Kirk, because I like having a dude here at the Elbow Room. So let's get to know you guys. I want to know how this went from being Yvonne Dahl to being Yvonne Dahl and The Locals to being just The Locals. Something's happened. Humility.
We fired Yvonne Dahl.
You know, I was solo for about 6 years, almost seven. So when I first added the backing band, I wanted to make sure that the bookers and promoters and press knew who it was, because I had worked kind of really hard to get established like that. So we ended up being Yvonne Dell and the Locals. And then I really, the idea of that was to phase that out and just go to the Locals shortly thereafter. So that's what we did.
So it was the Yvonne Dell and the Locals was a segue.
Yeah, it was. And it was really funny because, you know, I had gotten, I can't remember where I was, but I'd gotten stickers for the band. It was like some local, what am I looking for? It was a union. It said, I'm one of the Locals. And I'd gotten everybody stickers, and I had one on my guitar case, and my band was like, you're not one of the Locals. You're Yvonne Dahl of the Locals. So,
but you wanted to become one among many.
I did, yes. Yeah. We like the idea of transitioning over and like having it be a band. And it's always been more than me in the front and the band in the back. I mean, the band has always had, like, you know, 100% input on all of the stuff, and we write... I write the songs, but I bring them in, and everybody really makes them come to life all together. So,
yeah. Let's talk about getting to know each of you now. Yvonne Dahl was just talking, singer, songwriter, lead singer. Where are you from?
I'm from Cincinnati, Ohio.
Oh, one of those bellwether states.
Yeah.
We know that now because we're in a really long fucking election.
All of a sudden, we know all of that.
Yes. Whoever knew Ohio was a bellwether state? Yeah. What is bellwether? I don't either. Eric, you and I are together on this. So what were your early musical influences in Ohio?
You know, I really loved Patti Smyth. From Scandal, who could sing, and Heart. I mean, Anna Nancy Wilson. Those ladies are, like, insane. Freddie Mercury.
Yeah.
Queen was... love Queen. I always really liked the singers.
You really like those ultimate, throaty, hard-hitting power singers.
Sing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was, like, totally moved by that from a very young age, so singing into the vacuum cleaner.
Did you... Okay, I mean, scandalous, because, you know, Idol, American Idol, not really the throaty singers.
Yeah.
But did you see Anna Nancy Wilson on there singing with Fergie?
I didn't. I don't watch... I'm sorry.
Girl,
I don't
you gotta
watch
YouTube
American
that, because let me tell you, they rocked. They
really?
Still rocked Barracuda out. They
oh,
just,
they're awesome.
They're amazing.
They're so awesome.
Yeah.
And was it important for you to be out during your early, I mean, from the earliest part of your career?
We were pretty careful at the beginning because, you know, we are a band. And the point has always been for me that we're not a gay band because there's always been non-gay members in our band. So when we were sort of at the beginning point, it was never a secret. It was never something that was, like, hidden. But it wasn't in all of our press materials and stuff because the idea was that the band is bigger than all of us as individuals. So it's always been, it's hard because I think some artists get pegged as gay artists and that's all they ever are.
Yeah.
And we always just wanted to be a band that was for everybody. So it's a balancing act. I mean, people kind of make a decision one way or the other, I think, early on, and then you just go speeding down that path. But, you know, we're kind of hitting a point in the last couple of years where, you know, we just want everybody. We want everybody to like the music and to come and to like it. And you can't really control why people like your music. And if people want to come because they think Christie's and I are hot, that's fine too.
Excellent. I'm coming because Eric's hot. That's just the kind of lesbian I am.
This is Kirk.
I'm
His
Kirk.
Name's not no, Eric.
I keep calling you Eric. I am so sorry. Kirk. I've even read it, haven't I? Did I read it wrong?
It's spelled like Eric.
No, it is spelled like Eric. No, I know the guy. Never mind. Yeah. You know my brain.
But, you know, to
finish... it's not even because I've had beers here at the Elbow Room yet.
But to finish
Excuse
on
me.
That.
Excuse me, Kirk. It's also because we have a Kirk on the show and my brain will not, who
let
does our news,
Kirk.
And it will not let me say Kirk. Yeah. I just heard Eric and we were speaking of the Germans and Eric's a good German name.
But to kind of tie that...
Kirk Snedeker, folks, here at the Elbow Room.
But in the last couple of years, what I've been realizing is that it's almost becoming more important for me, I think, to be a good influence and a good role model for, like, women and gay women and girls and just in general, and to be a little more upfront with that kind of stuff because I think, you know, we won't get more rights and we won't get advancements and we won't get the right person in the White House if we don't have, you know, good gay role models out there being gay and in public. And so...
Well, and I think, you know, it's funny because you think of, like, somebody like Freddie Mercury, who he truly was, like, flamboyant in himself. But then there were bandmates who came out, like, just, what, a few years ago saying... Well, I didn't know that Freddie was gay.
Not,
I was like, dude, you were really fucked up through all those years playing some music with Freddie Mercury if you did not know he was gay.
He was gay, yeah.
So you can kind of you know, take some of his lead, but obviously yeah. none of your bandmates are going to go, what?
What?
She's a dyke?
What?
What?
Huh?
You
guys are gay. Kirk just thinks
Why
we're really close.
Kirk?
Yeah. yeah. That's that, and I yeah. just think Kirk's Eric, so yeah. who knows?
We're all confused.
Yeah. This is what this is about. It's about learning. Podcasting and music are both about learning.
Yeah.
So Christy Nunes is the basis for the locals. Christy, where are you from?
I'm from San Diego.
Ah, California girl. Yes. So what were the influences that you were having out there on the West Coast? Would the West Coast influence your musical kind of strains?
I grew up in Southern California in the 80s, so I was one of the hair band ridiculous
Name
metal
some.
Kids.
Just so I know, what were your favorites?
Like, I have to embarrassingly say Motley Crue.
Yeah, my girlfriend loves you already. Quiet Riot, Motley Crue, Rat. We're always having to watch, like, the VH1 goes back to the hair bands.
I feel the noise.
I love it.
Feel the noise.
I do.
It was the girls, girls, girls song, wasn't it?
It yeah. was.
Kirk, you rock your boys.
I thought that we could really identify, you know, me and Motley Crue.
So seriously, like some hard, heavy hitting.
Yeah.
So that was kind of your thing.
I loved all that stuff, and I really liked classic rock, like, and which I still really love. Like, John Paul Jones from Led Zeppelin is just an amazing, amazing bass player. And, like, listening to all that stuff growing up was huge.
Did you have women musical influences, or in liking that genre, was it limited? I mean, of course, we mentioned Anna Nancy Wilson.
Or did you just have women?
Or did you just have women at a very young age? Because I missed the boat through many, many, many years. I was too clueless. It's beyond just Kirk Eric's name. You could just become Kirk Eric now. I would
Kirk
like that.
It's hyphenated.
But were women like?
Oh,
I mean, because definitely they were starting to kind of emerge with the MTV generation, and maybe there was some visibility.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. I think, again, like Chrissy Hyde was an amazing influence. Yeah. You know, some of the newer artists, like PJ Harvey, I guess isn't a new artist, but is newer. And I just think she's amazing. I think in the early 90s, you got kind of like an influx of women in music. Annie Lennox was just an amazing, strong force. So, yeah, definitely.
And then let's go around the bend to Kirk Snedeker.
It's Eric.
Yes, it's Eric now. I'm going to make you a t-shirt that says, it's Eric, damn it. You round out the band as drummer, and obviously, man, you just take the knocks is what I'm seeing.
Drummer and man.
Yeah,
drummer
exactly. And, man. And you were in an Elvis cover band, and spending much of my life in Memphis and having just taken my girlfriend to Graceland last weekend, who I didn't realize was such an Elvis fan. What was that experience, and how did it just, you know, set you up after an Elvis cover band to be what the locals needed to bring that extra special flair?
I got drunk at a gig on gin and tonic when I was 14.
Me too.
So, yeah. And my parents picked me up. And I think that really has played into me being a part of the locals. Because they usually just... After my heavy drinking, they just pick me up and take me home, usually. So it's kind of...
Well, it's kind of kind. I mean, I might have just left you there, honestly.
Yeah, most people would. Yeah. But you know, they take
I would have picked up Eric, but Kirk could just stay. Yeah. So seriously, where are you from?
I'm from Westport, Connecticut. Tony Westport, Connecticut.
I was about to say, you're the blue blood of the family.
Oh, yeah. But my parents are artists, so it's by no virtue of money that we were there. So
visual artists or musical artists? Or
my dad is, how do you describe my dad? He's like an everyman's inventor. He was a jingle writer for years. And my mom is a fine artist. Painter. So, so we grew up in Connecticut, and we were really close to New York, and so I kind of got that. That influence and everything kind of filtered through New York into Connecticut. So
what were those influences for you musically? I'm just trying to get the vibe that's all these influences when they smash together, you know. But you can really hear them, I think, for people if you know what they are.
I was huge when I was 13.
You
so it was
still
really,
are.
Thank you very much.
You're huge.
He's huge, folks. It's why I knew a huge Eric. It's why I'm getting Kirk confused.
That's my middle name, actually. Yeah. It's huge. It's Kirk Huge Snedeker. Yeah. But I was way into Genesis and Yes when I was 13, 14, and Rush. Christy loves Rush. And but then I had a girlfriend who turned me on to, I think it was Duran Duran or Bronski Beat. And that was it. And I got my hair cut and bought a lot of Aquanet and started wearing makeup and actually remained straight.
Wow.
Yeah.
You've had the most extreme journey of all, Kirk, I have to tell you. And if you come, folks, to the Elbow Room when they have their CD release party June 14th, you'll see that he's still wearing makeup, still wearing the Aquanet, and he's still straight. So it's cool, you know, because I like a man who can use Aquanet and makeup and keep it real. And maybe wear a pink shirt. Maybe,
and
well, maybe.
Huge.
And he's still huge. So one of the cool things in you know, prepping for the interview is that Christy and Yvonne, you're both photographers, which I find really fascinating. Yvonne, your photos of people sleeping on the train have been featured on the Today Show, also have had international recognition. Do you think that informs a rhythm to life and to music, how you having that visual eye? I mean, I think of great you know, singer-songwriter artists, Joni Mitchell, you know, other people who really also command visual arts. Obviously, even your background includes the visual arts. And maybe you're also a visual artist. I'm not sure. But can you talk a little bit about that?
I think that I've always thought that it all comes from the same place. It's just sort of like this manic beast that's sort of finding its tentacles out of you. So for me, it all kind of rolls in together. Like a lot of times, I'll get really distracted by something visual, and then I'm like sucked back into music, and then I just go into like a writing frenzy. And they definitely overlap each other a lot, I think. Yeah.
How about you, Christy?
I think definitely. Like, photography for me is all about like capturing the moment and seeing the things that people don't see. Like a beautiful photograph of something, of just like a really beautiful picture, it doesn't do much for me. It's kind of the abstract and finding the things that nobody really takes the time to look at that are very beautiful. And I think our music is kind of like that too.
So I'm kind of expecting a compilation coffee table photography book and CD, since it's been 6 years since your last full length CD. Why has it taken so long, Yvonne? What's been going on?
Well, we were a completely different band about a long time ago. More than I like to admit.
Once again, like I said, what's it taking so long? Yeah.
Okay, well, we had a great group of guys, and we were a tight kind of Dave Matthews-y, folksy kind of thing going for about 7 years. And then, you know, the guys moved out to the burbs and started making babies. Happens to the best of us. Not to us, yeah.
Usually happens to lesbians, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, big props to the guys that you tend to like, attract, Yvonne.
Our babies are our songs, and that's where our procreation is happening. But so those guys decided to leave, and it was really tough because, you know, when you have a partnership like that for so many years. So we really, Christy and I sat down and we're like, we want to really change this. We don't want to just replace these guys with different guys. We want to go a completely different way. And, you know, my tastes were really, really changing then. Like, Christy really influenced me. Like, I was turned on to Sonic Youth. And that blew my mind. And PJ Harvey, like, I was really socked into that, like, acoustic guitar, Indigo Girls, all that stuff. And they're awesome. I mean, those are great players. But my tastes were totally changing into something heavier. And so I got an electric guitar. And we were just reforming for, like, a bunch of years. And we didn't want to put any music out until we had the right combination of things. And now we finally have the voice that we want to have, and we got it together, and we've got a great producer, and we were ready. So
write different songs with moving into that new direction? I mean, do you feel like your songs, when the opening song we were listening to, Tidal Wave, like, mm-hmm. you know, definitely a lot of pain and passion in a number of these lyrics, and I can get as personal as to say, is that what's been going on in your life for the past 6 years?
Yeah.
Or is that the pain and passion of just like really having kind of a family disintegrate, rebuild, and all that comes with that?
I think you're right on both counts. I mean, it was really, really hard when the band broke up, and, you know, because I really just, there's really nothing more in my life personally aside from Christy that means that much to me. Like, it is everything that I want to do. And so that relationship was difficult. So a lot of the songs actually that are on the album are about the breakup of that band, mm-hmm. and recreating. And it's, you know, it's a really scary thing. You don't know what's going to happen. You don't know if people are going to like your new music. And, you know, some of our older fans who are more into the acoustic stuff have sort of been like, it's too loud, stop. but most, you know, so we're building up a brand new crowd, and it's a lot of fun. So it's all in there. I mean, and I'm kind of... you know, I keep going back to my journals, and I'm like, shit, you're still writing the same. You're still upset about that? My God, let it go, you know? Yeah. But it's...
Whole careers have been made on that, Yvonne. Don't let it go. You get to that happy place, and people are like, It turns into music. Yeah. That's what... Those are the songs they turn into music.
Yeah, so a lot of it really is about the process of being an artist in this kind of world that we live in, and it's hard, so...
So, Kirk, when Yvonne brings in a song and y'all are, has a basic melody, I mean, I'm assuming that a lot of the percussive stuff that you and Christy do really give it the feel, the vibe, the hit, you know, how heavy is something going to go, how more pop, kind of alt, bringing in that PJ Harvey sound or Sonic Youth sound. So what is that negotiation between, I guess, the two... you're both rhythmists. You're both kind of giving it that heartbeat, and I'm just curious as to how you all negotiate that with a song. Like, let's take the song, Perfect World, so to speak. Like, how would you kind of approach that?
It's a little different because this is the first trio that I've been in, or a rock trio that I've been in. So there's a lot of extra space that you can use or not use, and it's been very interesting not having that extra person in the band to take up that space. So working with Christy's my favorite kind of bass player. She doesn't play the root all the time. She actually writes really interesting melodies on the bass, and so I think we play off of each other, where if she's off on a melodic run, then I can kind of sit down and play the pocket, and vice versa, if I'm playing something a little more complex, Christy will just kind of lay it down. And it's been great.
And you know what's funny is Perfect World is actually a good example, because Perfect World appeared in a very raw state on our last album 6 years ago. It was a song that Yvonne did just solo guitar.
About 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And a couple of years ago, we just kind of brought it back and started messing around with it one day. And Kirk came in with just like a different beat and a different feel to it and never heard the song before. And we just totally deconstructed it and started over again and kind of kept the core of the song. But we tend to, like, she'll bring something in and we just tend to kind of rewrite it and put a different take on it. And sometimes a song will take on a completely different meaning, sound. I mean, it's, you wouldn't know the beginning from the end when sometimes we remake these songs.
Are you writing mostly from your guitar?
Yeah, I always use the guitar. I actually have a little backpacker guitar that I carry with me, and I write most of it on that, which is really kind of funny because I'm trying to be able to write in any time. And a lot of I have a little video voice recorder. And
you need to get one of these.
I know, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I have a little recorder that
the
I have.
Sound quality. It's pretty fucking great. Yeah. It's more about the microphone, but it's pretty freaking great.
But so I have a little digital recorder, and I'll sing something in. But I 90% of the time I'm writing with the guitar.
So you've been touring, though. You've been doing some gigs over the past years, and I'm assuming you hope to take this out on the road. What are some things you look forward to about traveling and touring, and what are some of the things that you're like, if I could just, you know, kind of walk down the street and play, it would be so fucking great if new people would come to my block every week.
Well, Christy and I have been sort of becoming a little more health freaks in the last couple of months, so that's hard to pull off on the road.
Did you smoke? Are you smoking?
No,
you never have?
Never smoked.
All right.
We're vegetarians, but you can still fall into some bad habits. And so we've been like...
Potatoes.
Yeah.
You know?
The potato vegetarian diet. I did that in college. Didn't work for me.
Raw with them. It's bad. You just get addicted to potatoes. And there's potatoes. I just see potatoes everywhere I go. But so that's hard on the road. But that's about the only thing. Like, I love that whole process. I like, you know, getting up and going to a radio station and do a promo spot and then playing a show and the next day. I mean, that's my dream, to play every night to people that want to hear music. I can't imagine anything better.
How about you?
It's the same for, I mean, I love traveling. And for the last couple of years, we've kind of slowed down and we've been rebuilding and putting this album together. And now I'm glad that the album's done. We're going to get back out there and hit some of our favorite haunts all over the Midwest. I mean, we usually travel within a 6 or 7 hour radius and, you know, a lot of really, really cool venues all over the Midwest that I'm looking forward to get back into. So.
And Kirk, you're going to be touring with some crazy gals here who know each other pretty well. You're going to have to start the new rhythm. See, he's going to break up the rhythm of it all. Do you like being on the road? Are you looking forward to maybe taking this CD out to people?
I can't wait. And I couldn't think of two other people who I'd rather spend the time with. That's coming from my heart and because I'm huge.
Yes. And most Erics are softer and gentler and kinder, as well as huge. Well, folks, I encourage you to come out and hear it and give it a listen. The Big Picture CD release party is June 14th, right here where we're sitting at the Elbow Room, 2871 North Lincoln Avenue in Chicago. There's going to be all kinds of information on their very cool website, which is updated at localsrock.com. We'll have that linked in our show notes. And is there other ways? How's the best way for people to get the new CD?
They can get it online just about everywhere. They can get it at the shows. It's pretty much anywhere you buy music, it's there.
Excellent. So let's go out with Perfect World from their new CD, the song that we talked about early on. It started at 2 a.m., just Yvonne with a guitar, and years later with now the Locals, a whole new sound. So we're going out with Perfect World. Yvonne, Christy, and Kirk, thanks so much, and much success with the CD.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
Worn out and shaken, you'll be fine, then you'll be fine. And if the fates aren't with you no more, yeah, just make your home. Show me the picture, it's a face I can't describe. And let me know song stuck in my mind. If the wind picks up, we'll leave this fall behind. When the sun sets on your shoulders one more time, will you breathe? Will you breathe?
Summerfest grounds on Milwaukee's lakefront, featuring comedian Wanda Sykes on Friday, June 6th.
If you don't believe in same-sex marriage, then don't marry somebody of the same sex. I understand. How does someone else's marriage affect your marriage? Are straight couples in marriage counseling now? Like, you know, we just ain't been working together since Bill and Ted hooked up.
Windy City Media Group welcomes Natasha Bedingfield, Saturday, June 7th. Indigo Girls, Sunday, June 8th. Indigo Girls. Proudly sponsored by Lacage Nightclub, Pottawatomie Bingo Casino, and Miller Lite. Get discounted tickets and premium reserved seats at PrideFest.com.
Do you ever feel like you're on a one-sided relationship? That your boyfriend or your girlfriend just doesn't communicate with you in the way that you'd like? Well, bitches, I want you to post a comment. Post a comment. Go to any show. It's so easy. Go to our website, WindyCityQueerCast.com, and let me know what you think. Talk to me, babies. I want to hear from you. Go to WindyCityQueerCast.com, post a comment. I promise I'll get back to you. Deb, it's been so great having you on the show.
Until we meet again.
And you're flashing your tits at me.
God willing.
I want you to do a Stevie Nicks song. I think we should have you sing at the Gay Idol.
Okay.
I don't know what yet. You and I'll have to talk about it. Maybe you and I should do a little duet.
Do you want to sing with me?
I do want to sing with you. I've never heard you sing. You've never heard me sing.
I'm a good singer.
It could be Kooky Pants.
I can hold my own.
I'm thinking of a number. I have a number between 1 and 10. No. I'm
thinking of 8.
That's right. I have a number, and we will chat about it offline because I don't want everybody to know. But I'm heading out to go see Sex and the City. I got to go see the movie. Are you a big Sex and the City fan?
No, I was never home on Friday nights.
Oh.
Never.
So it means nothing to you?
It doesn't mean nothing to me. I love that it exists. I love that kind of frank sexuality can be out there. I really do want to feed Sarah Jessica Parker a hamburger, but because I just think she's just a bit too little. But, you know.
Maybe a country fried steak.
Mmm, take two. They're big. I mean, small. Exactly. Kim Cattrall's Canadian.
She is.
Yep.
She's also slutty.
Yeah, she's fit. Well, listen, it's in the water. Have you met Deb Pierce?
Yeah, well, I have.
See?
And I live to tell.
That's true. That's a true story.
And we obviously liked each other enough that I called you back around. So there you go.
I know. That's true, too.
How good is that?
Look at us sharing our friendship with the world on this podcast.
This is my favorite thing, though, about Sex and the City, is that all these women, I think primarily straight women and gay men, live in this fantasy realm with these women.
Mm-hmm.
And really, Sarah Jessica Parker is the only one who kind of, I guess, her life equals the fabulousness of her life on the show. Because what Kristen Davis came out and said, she was an alcoholic. And so she's playing this character that's all about Park Avenue and fabulous cosmos and all of that. And she obviously doesn't drink. Kim Cattrall had to write a sex book talking about how bad her sex life was. And but she's this, you know, sexually confident, has great sex woman on the show.
We'll try anything twice, bisexual.
Right.
Yeah.
And Cynthia Nixon, once again, kind of the Cosmo Whelan, dating a million guys, and she's really a lesbian.
It's all
a big sham. Lies,
See,
lies,
they're
lies.
Not really who they play in movies and
it's
television.
Not, it's like when we look at those pictures and they airbrush them and we think we're supposed to look like that. It's a bunch of lies.
I know. It's kind of exciting, isn't it?
So we're
but
actually,
really not.
We have problems with alcohol. We don't really want to be with people of the opposite sex, which is obvious for us. And we don't have really great sex lives, but we think these women on the television show do. And we aspire to be just like them. That's really what their lives are about.
And that does kind of cover, they cover the whole gamut between the four of them.
Yeah.
They kind of really do epitomize, with the exception of anybody being plain or bland, they do kind of epitomize what really happens in the world, but just to an nth degree. There's no moderation in Sex and the City.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with any of that. I'm just saying that's the reality, and they're selling us a fantasy.
Yeah.
I'll buy this world for the fantasy, though.
And you love it. You love the show, obviously.
I do like it a lot. I don't know that I would die if I never saw it again, but I like it a lot. It'll be a fun little tasty morsel for the weekend.
And it's nice to see something new again. I mean, so many things have been done and done and done. You know, the Friends, the Neighbors, all these kind of television shows have been done and done to death. But this is definitely, spicy enough and has a crossing over appeal for everybody.
Yeah, and they like the gays.
Well, yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Why wouldn't they?
They're all gay men, really. They're not really women. They're gay men. So let's go watch our gay men in their movie this weekend, and their Blonics and Jimmy Shoes.
I know, see?
Jimmy Choo Shoes. With a
Cosmo. I never knew about any of these kind of shoes and clothes and fashion. I mean, it's all lost on me, really, until I hear the name repeated over and over and over again.
I'm going to get you a contract with Garanimal, though. I think that's in the work. I'm going to get you some shoes and my shorts are matching
again today.
Are they?
That's terrible.
You're too cute. I really want you to wear a really cute little matching outfit when you come host the Gay Idol.
Okay.
Hey, everybody, singing at the semifinals this weekend. I will see you at Sidetrack. I cannot wait. We will have much to do there, but we will have a hell of a lot of fun with Bud Light doing it. And American Airlines and Tourism Toronto giving away a trip for two to Toronto this weekend at the Windy City Gay Idol semifinals, plus Broadway in Chicago giving away tickets to Wicked. So
popular.
Come on out.
Popular.
You are popular, especially when you flash your tits. And we will see Deb Pierce in our fair city just 2 weeks away. Everybody have a great, great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes.
The next QueerCast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City QueerCast. Queer and now.